Hello and welcome back. My name is Luke and you're listening to another episode of the Next Stage podcast by Web Summit, taking you inside the minds of business and cultural leaders from around the world. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday we're looking at some of the best and brightest minds that Web Summit has to offer. So sit back, relax, and listen in as we hear from the leading minds and industry giants from all over the planet.
I'm with Max and Henrik. Welcome to both of you. Max, you're a lifelong football fan, but before this you were working in a completely different industry. How did this idea come about?
I have been working as an artist for my whole life, but I have also been a football coach for young kids for about 10 years or so, I would say. 10 years, yeah. And quite soon, I realized how hard it is to train some of the football techniques that you need to learn. And just noticed that it is quite hard. There are so many elements in football that you need to learn. And it's quite hard. It takes a long time to learn. I had also, I've been on the football pitch for my whole life since I was a kid, and I noticed that it's not so fun to be on the football pitch outside of a training session or a football match, and these things, just by accident, I built a prototype home in my garden for me and my son to train different techniques. And then I started to think, how does it have to look to be able to train different kind of techniques? How can we train the ball coming in the air, and how can we train from the ground? And I built a prototype in my garden, and we started using it, and it was working very, very fine straight away. One day I was sitting inside watching football, and my son was out, even though it was raining. He was out for 40 minutes playing with himself, just using the prototype. And then I just noticed how fast he was becoming better at different kind of elements, like taking it on the chest, using the head, stuff like that. And when I saw that, it was just like a flash, like an idea in my head, that one is good, but if you also add different, more modules, then you could really, really train different kinds all by yourself. You could train on all the elements you need in football by yourself. And I could just see it like a skate park, but for football. How it could be, how if you have different kind of modules, you could make it fun and interesting to go and train by yourself. That would be the start of it.
Henrik, why did you get involved?
Well, first and foremost, me and Max and our families go way back together. We know each other quite well, and I know that Max has always been interested in all kind of sports, but football as well. His son, who started practice on the modules, I know him as well, of course, and I've seen him playing, and he got some good talent. One day Max asked me to come and have a look at the modules, and to be honest, I wasn't sure, because I seen a few things that I feel that is not really usable in football technique training and things like that. So, but I came there and I saw the module, and he showed me together with his son what it could do, and I tried it myself. And to be honest with you, I just fell in love with it, because I would have loved to have a place like that when I was a young kid, because sometimes, you end up playing on your own and just kicking the ball and going to get the ball back takes a lot of time. But I mean, and you can't practice on crosses, for example. It's hard to do when you're on your own. But with these modules, I mean, you can have the close control of the ball by just shooting it towards the module and then react in the way that the ball is coming back to you. If you have to bring it down with your feet, or you have to do it with your knee, chest, or head, whatever, in order to, for example, shoot at the goal. So if you're on your own, you can practice on crossing as well, as long as you hit the module, which is quite big, it will come back to you. And that's what really stuck with me, was that the ball is coming back to you. It doesn't really matter how you do, it's coming back. Because, and then maybe in different angles, depending where you place the ball, and how hard you are able to pass the ball or to shoot the ball, it's always coming back to you. So that's why I felt this is a great idea, and that's why I got involved with it.
Max, is this something that benefits all ages, professionals, amateurs, children, adults?
Yes, I really think so. Yeah, the young kids can come there and start training the basics. It doesn't have to be training, it just can be just for the fun of it. You don't have to train football if you don't want to. It's just fun to do it when you're young. But if you want to start training football, this is something that you can start using when you're young. And if you want to go there by yourself or with one or two or three friends, it gives you so much more than going to the field just by yourself. And I would say, I mean, if I was a teenager, when I was a teenager, I wanted to train football. This is something you could really use to start getting good. You could really isolate certain techniques that you want to train. So you could do that. And I'm pretty sure that even a professional athlete could use them to get even more better at certain things that you think that this I need to train on. So I would say it would work for everybody.
Henrik, you work with young players as a coach. How important are attributes like touch, creativity, spontaneity to help towards creating a top player?
It's very important. I mean, your first touch is so important in the game. It's always have been, and it will always be. And creativity, I mean, as a coach, you might have you will have a game plan, but it's up to the players to make things happen on the pitch. That means that you have to be creative as well. And with these modules, it's you have to react on what's happening in front of you. How is the ball coming back towards you? And so it teaches you how to receive the ball, but at the same time assess how the ball is coming to me and what do I have to do in order to get it towards where I want it to go. So it's I can't say it enough. It's a great module. What was the last thing you had there? You had three things:
creativity, spontaneity.
Yeah, spontaneity is a hard word for me. It's sweet to say, but I mean, it's if you have that on your playground, you after finishing your homework and things like that, then you have time to just go out and just play with it. It helps you, because every time you kick the ball, every time you receive the ball, it's going to develop your techniques. Because depending how good you get as well to pass the ball or to shoot the ball towards the modules, you have to be able to react on the flight of the ball. So I think it's great as well for the movement, because you have to be moving, because it's not going to be the same ball flight coming back at you all the time. It's going to be similar, but not all the same. So you have to be able to adapt to that as well.
Who had the best touch of players you played with? Natural first touch.
Natural first touch, I say Ronaldinho. He had a great first touch. But if you look at all the top players, all the best players has a very good first touch. You need that. The way the game is going, the speed of the game. If you have a first touch that you can trust and make sure it goes where you want it to go, you buy yourself time. And time is of an essence in today's game, the way it goes on, how fast it is. So if you can buy yourself some time by having a first touch that you can trust more or less every time, it's so important.
Max, we mentioned this is for all ages, but Crick Arena can also be reconfigured to present new and different challenges. Can this be a training tool for players?
Absolutely. If I would have had the Crick Arena when I started to train my kids, I started to train my team when they were 5 years, now they're 15, I would definitely use it. Not every week, once a month perhaps, but I would definitely show them exercises that they could do outside the training. I would give them, I would show them things that they could use. I would give them certain exercises that they can teach on their own. And I would also use it in the training session. As I said, not always, perhaps once a month or two times a month. You could scale up the exercises. You could start by using it to show them the basics. Just the basic of having a good pass and having it go where you want it and with enough speed. Just that one is quite hard. Here you get a kvitto, what heter det? Receipt. You get a receipt directly of what you do. What you give is what you get. If you do a bad pass or a bad shot, you get the receipt. This is on me. I didn't do this enough. This wasn't good enough. So the good thing here is that you really get a receipt of what you do. You can never blame anybody else. So I would use it in the training, but I would also try to show them exercises that they can do like a warm-up or after the game or something like that. So I would definitely use it.
I have to say something there. I would use it more often than once or two times a month. I would use it as often as possible because it's so important. I mean, if you have just to play with the instep and receive it with the instep, you can use it in the pre-warm-up, for example, or not the pre-warm-up, but when you've done the warm-up, just to do as a passing drill, you can use it there. So I would use it a lot more than once or twice a month.
And now, Henrik, particularly when children are getting less time outside, how useful is sport in helping youngsters have an active and healthy lifestyle?
I think it's very important. I think I'm from a generation, I think you guys as well, where you didn't have your PlayStations, you didn't have all those things on the computer. You had to go out and make things happen yourself. And that's why I think we are, how do you say that in English? We're versatile. We can do many sports. I think it's important to get out there and to move around and at the same time having fun. Because if you love football, you like football, or you just like it that the ball is moving, you would love this. It doesn't have to be football. You can do it with a tennis ball. You can do it with a handball. yeah, you can do it with any ball, more or less. It's always going to come back to you. So I think it's important to have those type of recreation area, I think you say, in English, and for the kids, and then leave it up to the kids' imagination what to do when they are there. You can have certain exercises, yes, but then it's up to the imaginations of the kids using it, as long as they use it in a good way, they're always going to develop.
Max, the best way to summarize the spontaneous sports for everyone, where we could see trick arenas, football clubs, public parks, where would you like to see them?
My first idea was around the football pitch, because I know how that the football pitch isn't so, it doesn't entice you, it doesn't make you want to go there outside the training session or the game. So if you just keep, in Sweden, the safety distance is 3 meters. If you just use that and you could place the modules outside the football pitch, then you could use it in training sessions, but you could also use it outside of the training for a spontaneous sports area. But yeah, so that was the first idea. But along the way, I mean, we have, for now, we have also a multi-arena, so it could also be in parks. And since it's with modules, you can have it big, you could have it small, you could have it in a school. We also have a very small for the youngest kids, for 1 to 6 year olds, with fun colors and things that they can aim at. And as I said, you can have it in a park, where you could have 3 modules, you could have 10 modules. So it could look very, very different. So the best thing I could compare it to, it's a skate park, but for football, for ball sports. And like Henrik said, it works for handball, it works for football, and it could be for tennis, paddle, stuff like that.
And finally, Henrik, making it to the top level, what skills and attributes are needed for young players today?
Yeah, hard work and determination, and a little bit of luck. It's simple, but in that saying those words, there's so many elements you have to be able to know how to do. It's tough, but if you're willing to put down the work that it takes, then everything is possible. And I think that kids should dream about becoming a professional football player, because I think it's the best work you can have. It's not even a work. You see it as your hobby, and but obviously when you become professional, it's your work, but it's the best kind of work you can have, to be honest.
Max, Henrik, I thank you both for your time.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to hear more about these topics firsthand, or you want to let us know what you want to hear, be sure to check us out on any of our social media accounts or visit websummit.com. That's websummit.com.